this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned his forces are preparing to expand military operations against the Kurds in Syria after capturing the northwest town of Afrin. The Turkish leader said Afrin was the most important phase of the eight-week-old operation known as Olive Branch. Now, he said, we will continue the process in Manbij, Ain al-Arab, and Ras al-Ain. Ankara views the Kurds as a security threat. Anthony Billingsley is a senior lecturer at the University of New South Wales.
It seems the Turks are hell-bent on establishing a buffer zone, if you like, well, the length of the Iraqi and the Syrian borders.
The expanded operation could bring the Turkish forces into close proximity with U.S.-backed Kurds and American advisors. Meanwhile, in Afrin, this resident said, since the Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army entered the town, its fighters have robbed vehicles, looted homes and shops. The capture of Afrin has also created another humanitarian crisis with tens of thousands fleeing the onslaught. The Syrian government demanded Turkish troops leave, calling their presence illegitimate. A senior UN humanitarian official warned Monday the needs caused by conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo have doubled over the past year.
13 million people need humanitarian assistance. More than 4.6 million children are acutely malnourished, including 2.2 million suffering severe acute malnutrition.
Mark Locock also reports an epidemic of sexual violence, particularly targeting children. He said some $1.7 billion is needed this year, nearly four times what was provided in 2017. He called underfunding the single impediment to the humanitarian response. This is VOA News. Newly re-elected Russian President Vladimir Putin turned his attention Monday to foreign policy, a day after his lopsided victory, insisting he had no interest in an arms race with the West. He vowed to develop a constructive dialogue. Mr. Putin won nearly 77% of the vote Sunday in an environment that Michael Georg Link of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe called restrictive.
The 18 March presidential election took place in an overly controlled legal and political environment, marked by continued pressure on critical voices, while the Central Election Commission administered the election efficiently and openly.
He said restrictions on the freedoms of assembly, association and expression, as well as candidate registration, resulted in limited space for political engagement and a lack of genuine competition. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has lashed out at the U.S. ambassador to Israel, calling him a son of a dog for his support for expanded Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. U.S. Mideast envoy Jason Greenblatt responded, calling it highly inappropriate. Mr. Abbas also blamed Hamas for a bomb attack last week on a convoy carrying Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah in Gaza. He has denounced what he called zero progress in reconciliation efforts with Hamas. New Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa publicly named hundreds of companies and individuals suspected of illegally stashing hundreds of millions of dollars overseas. His three-month amnesty program on the issue expired Friday. Four Zimbabwean state-owned diamond mining firms are among those he accused of moving the most of their money abroad in what he called illicit financial flows. President Donald Trump Monday vowed to create a generation of drug-free children as he unveiled a plan to combat the nation's opioid addiction crisis.
Every day, 116 Americans die from an opioid-related overdose. Defeating this epidemic will require the commitment of every state, local, and federal agency. Failure is not an option. Addiction is not our future.
Mr. Trump lamented a dealer can sell a drug that kills thousands but only receives a short prison sentence. South Korea said it plans to hold joint military exercises with the U.S. April 1st after they were delayed for the Winter Olympics and also as a way to engage with North Korea, which opposes the exercises. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman visits the White House Tuesday for talks with President Trump on his first foreign trip as heir apparent to the Saudi throne. The Iranian nuclear agreement expected to be high on the agenda. Global markets were generally lower Tuesday after reports indicate a political consultancy working on President Trump's campaign gained access to data on millions of users of Facebook. The company's stock fell nearly 7%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. mama, eh. Oh yeah, mama, eh. This is the African baby, baby Bandy on the Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's gonna be real hot rocking from across the continent. But right now, let's start off with some music from Africa as we start from Madagascar with Infakera in the Black Heritage theme. And right after that, I take you to Sierra Leone. The African bush doctor comes in with Waiting. And from Sierra Leone to Malawi, Alan Ngumuya in Jabulani. Right now, let's start with the Black Heritage theme by Infakera of Madagascar.
Heritage, the Black Heritage.
Yeah. Later on the show, Mohammed King Milan Bangura of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation talks to Sierra Leone musician Rasta Kuku Jumuku about his musical career, so stay tuned.
Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. Hello, African Beat on the Voice of America. Congratulations to you, David Vandy. I like the program. And I am Msobo Francis at Pala in Chad. Thank you very much, Msobo Francis from Pala in Chad.
Yeah, calling Zanyara. Of Malawi, and before that you had African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone in Waiting, and then Infakera of Madagascar in the Black Heritage theme.
The Voice of America, VOA.
And so now let's get on with some music. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa will hit the trail. And right after that, A New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia. From Liberia, we make a trip to Tanzania with Tremo in Africa. But right now, Different Colors, One People, the sound of the legend, Lucky Dube of South Africa. Another message from Facebook says, Hi, Uncle David Vandy. Listening to you right now in Jalingo, Taraba State, Nigeria. I will not sleep until you close. I love you all. Thanks, and I will wait to hear you read my message. This is from Ofisa Nyako Ngoroji.
Another message says, "Hi, I am Amos M. Kokolo. I live in Monrovia, Liberia, and I'm a regular listener to this program. Many thanks to you, David, for this wonderful program." Thank you very much, Kokolo, and I'll keep bringing you the beats from Africa.
No matter how bad things have been, I'm here to encourage you in the name of the Lord God Almighty that there's a new day coming for us. So let's just keep working together, because we are one people trying to build one great nation with one big bright destiny. There's a new day coming now
in Liberia. Liberia.
Keep mobilizing resources for the new day.
In Liberia.
My regular listener from Nigeria writes, thank you very much, Mr. David Van Dyke. Great show. Please, I want you to greet the queen for me, Princess Sarah Musa, my sister with the same daddy name. And she's doing a great job out there. May God help her with this nice job. I thought she was from Nigeria. Oh. Wow, well, you missed that one. She has a nice voice. May God see her through. My name is Dan Lamy from Cotton Cafe, Kogi State in Nigeria. We love you so much, David, and we love the show. Please play a nice piece of music for my friends and brothers, Salisu, Shaibu, and Buhari. They all say to greet you. Well, thank you very much, guys. I love you all, and we'll continue to give you the best music from Africa. Africa by Tremor of Tanzania, and before that you had New Days Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia, and Different Colors One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Stay tuned, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
Welcome back to the show. You love it. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-203-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home. VOA.
But right now, let's get back to music as we go to Ghana with Amanziba in We, and from Ghana to South Africa, Sikelela by Sweto String Quartet. But right now, We by Amanziba of Ghana.
For we were there when it shone. For we were there when it shone. Say so we were there. Say we were there, we were there when it shone. We from Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. From our Yikushi men, you know, we prayed and said amen when it shone. So so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. For we were there when it shone. Sumanguru, you know when it shone. Kintaki meni no Sumanguru, you know we were just there, we were there when it shone. Wasetutu, you know, Bamansa, you know, Yasantua, you know when it shone. From Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. They claim they came to wipe our tears away, they wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory.
So and this one says, hi, David. Here is your number one listener from Adamawa State in Nigeria. And I am Mohammed Abbas West. I love the beats. Thank you so much. Well, thanks to all of you, and let the African beat flow.
than your dad, will you call it?
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
This is your favorite music show, and we will now join Mohammed King Milan Bangura in the southern city of Bo in Sierra Leone as he talks to Rastakuku Jumuku. And he asked him, what is Kuku Jumuku?
I made a song before
before the war, that was 1989, and that song became a hit in Liberia, and so that's how I got the name.
So what is your real name?
My real name is Peter Selukai Tibi.
How long have you been in the musical business?
Well, close to 40-some-more years now I've been playing active music.
You're kidding me, because you're not too that old. I'm talking about you've started way back in 40-some years. How old are you?
I started at the age of 8.
Okay. Who taught you music?
Jim Polite. Wow. An American Negro who came in Sierra Leone and started teaching us music. By then, I was attending the Catholic Mode School.
What was your first instrument?
Well, my first instrument was guitar, and that's what I'm playing now professionally.
Born in Bo here?
I was born in Bo, grew up in Bo, and later I traveled.
You went to how many countries so far? Because I believe you traveled different parts of
so
Africa.
So many countries I've been, so many. I cannot name all.
So many. why can't you name one of them?
Say Ivory Coast, Liberia, Ghana, Nigeria. I've been down south and I've been east, you know.
So what took you to all those countries?
Only music.
How many big stars have you played with?
I've played with a lot of stars. A lot of big stars. A lot. Played on festivals and with big artists. I cannot name all of them. Big musicians anyway.
Are we still carrying the name Kukujumoku?
Yes, of course I'm carrying the name Kukujumoku.
Okay, you told me that you got the name because you composed a song called Kukujumoku.
That was 1989.
Yeah, but what the meaning of Kukujumoku?
Well, you are not a part of a society. You don't know exactly what is happening in a society. You have to be a part of a society before you know what's happening. For instance, I'm working in this office, or somebody's working in this office. If you don't know the functions of this office, you never tell what is happening here, except you enter there and know, be a part of that office before you know what's happening there.
So that's the definition of Kukujumoku?
Yes.
Wow. Now, you've been an active reggae musician, and you're one of the few Rastafarians that I've known so far during my musical life, you know, that has the longest dreadlocks. How many years have you been with these dreadlocks?
Dread is close to, like I'm telling you, close to 30-something years now going.
And your first album was released when?
My first album was released 1989 in Liberia.
What the title?
Kukujumoku.
What about the second album?
The second album, that's Revolution.
Revolution. Right in front of me, there's a song here called Tribal War. You did the song. What album is this song, and when did you release this one?
This was done in Ivory Coast, the year 2000 and something, you know. I did this Tribal War.
So what is the song about?
This song was about the war, you know. You know what passed through West Africa, you know, and some part of Africa. You know, tribalism is has become part of African society. People, when they become presidents or other people, they try to practice, you know, tribalism. If you are not in power, the others ethnic group which is not in power, you suppress them, you know, something like that. So that's what brought most of the wars in Africa. You see tribal war all over the place. You know, tribalism, people practicing it. Tribal war.
Nice song by the guy called Rasta Kukujumoku.
And one of the songs that really sold me again, apart from the Kukujumoku, which was the Afrobeat. I started all with Afrobeat before coming to reggae. But my real stuff is a cross-section of that funk, Afro jazz, you know, that's the kind of music I'm playing, you know. That's the kind of cross rhythms I'm playing. You know, I was playing reggae before. But now
I've decided to change.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I wanted to spread my messages very fast, and I know reggae can carry that one very fast. So that's why I decided to get into reggae music.
So why not incorporating now the African style and the reggae, or rather the African style and some funk or jazz? Because I made to understand you are working on an album right now.
Yeah, it's a kind of fusion, you know, because I'm a great guitarist. You know, I'm a jazz guitarist, so I just think that with all the kind of stuff I'm playing, the African rhythms I've gathered together, you know, I must blend these two together. It's a fusion, a kind of some stuff like that.
So what is the title of the new album you're working on right now?
The title of the new album is Munguya Bate.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That means let's come together as one. Let's have one word.
Together as one. Well, Rascal Kujumuku, but that nice. Now, when again? Because it's been a long time you've not been releasing song. Now you're about to release song, but you just based in Bo. When will people in Freetown get you?
Well, I think you are one of the greatest source of my of people hearing me back to Freetown, because in Bo now, I can say I'm teaching in a music school. You know, I'm teaching guitar and you know, running a music academy here. So, for me to leave Bo to go to Freetown only by popular demand before I go.
So you want me to scout that for you and do the popular demand for you?
Oh yeah, you scout that for me.
There's another song here called Too Long. What is it all about?
This one is all about the politicians, you know. We have so many of them around here. Not too long. You see them around you with their smiling faces, with sweet talks. But don't forget, them are wolves in the sheep garment. You know, you can change the frame, but the picture, it remains the same. That means you can remove one person from the scene and another person come. You know, this is the same old thing.
But people say you're going too hard on the politician now.
No, it's not too hard. We have enough of these things with these people. My vote is very important for me to be. You know, don't let politicians penetrate you. We have no plans for you in their minds. All their plan is your vote. When they have it, they finish with you.
How long have you been voting, by the way?
Well, I've been voting for some time now, because the last two elections I voted.
Okay, and now you're talking about this. So every year or every time it's time for election, the politician just come around and
they will come. They come around, they fool people, they tell you what they sweet talks with their smiling faces, sweet talks. After that, no.
What's your advice to the people and, of course, the politician as well?
No, I want to tell all the grassroots people out there, because these are the people, the youths especially, they might use them, and they will use them, because this is their aims. Use them to get their vote. After they get their vote, they finish with them. A bag of rice, they give them pack. Maybe, give them drugs or something like that.
Well, they will say that's what the youth want.
No, the youth don't want that. Now, I think Sierra Leoneans are conscious. There's conscious people. Big conscious people are everywhere around here now. People want to see development. We are not talking about that way back archaic movement. People being, people want to see something going on here. You know?
So what do you think the politicians should do to bring in the youth rather than giving them drugs or...
There are many... The manifesto, what they say to the people when they come. I mean, your environment, bring water. We're talking about education. We're talking about health. A lot of sanitation, a lot of things they need to bring in our society. Even bring some factories, like I'm talking about people running away from their countries, going migrating to another country. This is very, very bad. Bring industries, big factories, so people can work here.
But suppose the politicians say they don't have the money, the government in power don't have the money to do it. How can
they? Man, King Milan, let me tell you one thing. Sierra Leone is not poor. Let nobody fool no one here. We are not poor in mineral resources. We have it a lot. Only mismanagement, that's what happening to this country. We don't have that real leader that will really put our minerals in order to say this is good. What's our Botswana? What is happening to Botswana?
So if you're given power to rule certain things, what will you do in terms of making Sierra Leone rich?
To me?
Yeah.
If I was given a power?
Yeah.
Believe in me, I will deliver.
In what way?
In so many ways, in development.
So now, politician coming into Bo, what do you do? Do you go to their meetings and educate them that this is what Rasta Kukujimuku has in mind, you need to implement that one? Have you been to their meetings?
One thing first, I don't go to political rallies.
So how do you want them to know about your plans?
How they will know about me?
About what you have in mind
what
for this country?
Yeah. I mean, the media is there. I will go on the radio, my songs will speak for me, but I don't go to them because they would try to buy me over. Don't let a politician buy you over. Give you 1 cent, they will buy you over.
Well, you need to have a mind of your own. If you go there, give out what you have, ask them questions, and if they want to buy you, just walk off and go.
Some people don't listen. They don't even listen. Most of these songs we play on the radio by now, they change, but they don't change.
So in what way do you want to change this now?
Well, through the same music we are doing, there's another kind of revolution through the music.
Talking about revolution, there's a song here called Revolution One. So talk a little bit about revolution.
Of course, the revolution I'm talking about is not that violent revolution, that bloodshed, bombardments, bombs and guns. We don't like that anymore. This is a peaceful way of revolution that we can change things, We can change things through the ballot box. If we don't like you, we vote you out. I can vote, but I know my vote is within me. I cannot tell somebody I'm for this party, I'm for that party. It's within me. You see, the revolution I'm talking about is a revolution that can bring about a change that even a grassroots man will really know that there's a change in this country.
Okay, so in what way do you want the politician to help the musicians in this country?
One thing, the very first thing, let them stop piracy. That's the first thing, the most important thing for musicians, because most of my work, I can hear them playing in the streets. Nobody give account, no royalties paid for it. That's one. There's nothing, no control about it. Number two, the politicians, if they really want to make music grow, let them embark upon the tourism in this country. Let's have something like, when you go to Banjul, you see what is happening there. Tourism is there. Then we can have a lot of hotels and other things where musicians can play live. A lot of things are there that the politicians should do to help the musicians to grow.
So that's what you're hoping for the next president coming?
I hope the next president will be very, 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 very tough, to think about all these things.
If not, more revolution songs will come up?
Oh, well, we'll sing more. If you don't do the right thing, we'll sing more against you, so you can get out of that place and we have somebody until we can get the right person in the right place.
Thank you so much, my brother Rasta Kukujimuku. Of course, that's Rasta Kukujimuku. We're going to end with a song called Revolution. It's been a pleasure, my brother, coming here to Bo. Whenever you're going to come here, I'm definitely going to check again and see what do you have in mind. Pleasure being with you. It's me, Mohammed King Milan Bangua. Over to you, David Vandy, on the Voice of America. God bless.
Thank you very much, Muhammad King Milan Bangura, and our guest, Rasta Kuku Jumuku, for that great interview. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Ray McDonald, I've got